Weather conditions across the Midwest today are going to be much quieter after yesterday's light snow occurred across the region. We're going to expect to see mostly dry conditions prevail for a while. The temperatures are very cold across the region this morning. We did see temperatures below zero in a large part of the north half of the Midwest. Extreme temperatures down into the lower negative teens occurred in parts of northern Illinois. We've seen the temperatures rebound here in the last couple of hours, but it was quite cold for a while there. Negative single-digit readings and some negative teens occurred in many other areas from northern Missouri and parts of eastern Nebraska northward to the Canada border. All of these areas were adequately covered in snow, and there should not be any concern over soft wheat being damaged in this particular environment. Single-digit lows did occur down into central Illinois and some areas in central and southern portions of Indiana, but we do not expect to see any kind of damage occur in those areas. Most of the southern sections of Illinois, southern Indiana, and southern Ohio were snow-free. Have temperatures this morning mostly in the range of around 9 to around 18 degrees. Well, the forecast is for the Midwest to have a rather benign forecast for a while. I'm not looking for any kind of major storm systems to impact the region as we go forward through this next week. The majority of the region will experience dry conditions and temperatures that will be churning a little bit warmer, but not necessarily rising above average in a major way. We will see a short-term bout of warming followed by some colder weather later next week. That cold surge next week will bring with it a chance for some rain and snowfall back across the heart of the Midwest, but until we get to that point in time, should be relatively dry, with one exception. There will be a couple of waves of energy that will move across the upper portions of the Midwest to the Great Lakes region, and this will occur from really later tonight on into the weekend and early next week. Each of the disturbances will likely bring a little bit of mixed precipitation to areas from Minnesota into Michigan. Rarely will we see precipitation occur further south than that, but there is a chance on Sunday and Monday that portions of Indiana, Ohio, and maybe the northeast corner of Illinois we'll pick up on a little bit of precipitation with that event. The temperatures across the region are going to continue to show some signs of warming now that we're behind the bigger storm system that occurred earlier this week. We expect the temperatures across the Midwest here this afternoon to vary mostly in the range of some single digits and teens in the far northwest corner of the Corn Belt, but mostly teens and 20s will occur across to the heart of the region. A few 30s will occur in the far south. Tomorrow we'll see temperatures 20s and 30s north and 30s and 40s south. It might even get into the 50s to around 60 degrees in parts of Missouri, Nebraska, and eastern Kansas. We'll also expect to see that warmer air work its way a little bit more significantly to the east as we get into the day on Saturday and Sunday. Both those days will generate similar temperature ranges, running mostly in the 50s and lower 60s from Nebraska through Kansas and parts of southern Missouri into the northern Delta, while they'll look for 30s and 40s occurring in the rest of the Midwest. Our lowest temperatures at night will likely become more reasonable over the next few nights. We'll look for some upper single-digit readings in teens in the north tonight and 20s in the south, and we'll likely see temperatures mostly 20s and 30s north and 30s and 40s south as we get into the later part of the weekend. Down in South America, everything looks just fine. Well-timed precipitation will occur in both Argentina and Brazil over the next full week, and temperatures will be warmer than normal in Argentina, possibly accelerating some drying across parts of the country. But most crops will stay in great shape, and in the case of Brazil, everybody will see seasonable temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.